Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Mula Nakshatra, frame of reference, internal or external. Some individuals rely on an internal frame of reference, guided by instinct, inner knowing, or deeply held beliefs. Others move through life with an external frame of reference, looking to social norms, feedback, or external validation to inform their decisions. Mula Nakshatra, ruled by Ketu, detachment, inward pull, spiritual depth, and associated with Niri, goddess of destruction and truth, is deeply oriented toward an internal frame of reference. These natives tend to move against the grain, trusting what they feel at a soul level rather than what they're told. Even when confused or destabilized, they rarely give full authority to the outside world. Their path involves radical inner excavation, which makes them resistant to societal pressure, but highly responsive to their own inner shifts. Planetary placements in the 4th, 7th, and 10th houses influence how consistently this internal compass stays centered. If Ketu is in the first or fifth house, the internal reference is intuitive and karmic. These individuals often just know what they're meant to do or what they must walk away from. In Mula, Ketu intensifies the inward gaze. They act from a place beyond logic or social conditioning. If Ketu is in the 10th, they may appear externally successful, but their decisions are made privately, silently, and often spiritually. If Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, the frame of reference can shift toward external emotional feedback. These natives may feel internally guided, but still tune into how others are feeling or responding, especially in close relationships. In Mula, the Moon makes them emotionally complex. They may follow their intuition, but doubt themselves when emotional support is lacking. If Moon is in the 10th, they manage public roles carefully, adjusting based on perception, but still return to solitude to decide what really matters. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the reference point may lean toward external logic or strategy. These individuals are capable of deep thought, but often organize their experience based on what can be communicated, proven, or explained. In Mula, Mercury helps articulate their internal truth. They may use others as sounding boards, but decisions ultimately come from within. If Mercury is in the 10th, their public image may appear rational or adaptable, even if it hides a more intuitive decision-making core. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, the frame remains internal but action-driven. These natives often act from gut instinct and inner fire rather than consensus. In Mula, Mars adds boldness to their inner truth. They don't need agreement to move forward. If Mars is in the 10th, they're seen as lone warriors, those who lead not by persuasion, but by conviction. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the native may appear to follow external rules, but their frame is still deeply internal. These individuals act responsibly, but always return to their personal sense of right and wrong. In Mula, Saturn brings structure to the internal search. They may follow tradition briefly, only to eventually question or rebuild it from scratch. If Saturn is in the 10th, they may carry great responsibility outwardly, while privately dismantling and redefining their true purpose. Mula's core truth is this: no outer authority knows what the soul must uproot. These natives are guided by inner clarity, even when that clarity first appears as destruction. Their growth lies in learning to trust their path, even when no one else understands it. When integrated, Mula becomes the sovereign seeker, guided not by approval or reward, but by the pull toward liberation, healing, and the wisdom buried in their own roots. Mula Nakshatra, action preference, proactive or reactive. Some individuals are naturally proactive. They initiate, disrupt, or lead change from within. Others are more reactive, responding to situations as they unfold, often processing through emotion or instinct before acting. Mula Nakshatra, ruled by Ketu, detachment, instinct, karmic unraveling, and associated with Nariti, goddess of destruction and transformation, leans toward a reactive action preference, but one that is deeply instinctual and catalytic. Mula natives often move after an inner shift, an emotional purge, or a moment of inner truth. Their reaction is not passive. It's rooted in soul deep perception. They wait, absorb, and then act with force, usually cutting ties, shifting direction, or initiating deep change. However, when empowered and spiritually clear, Mula can shift into proactive intensity, leading with fierce clarity and disrupting stagnation with purpose. Planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses reveal how their action style plays out. If K2 is in the 1st or 5th house, the action style is reactive through detachment. These individuals don't always initiate, they wait for an inner signal or karmic nudge. In Mula, K2 makes them move after something breaks, be it illusion, attachment, or alignment. If K2 is in the 10th, their public actions may seem unpredictable. They withdraw, change direction, or take bold steps that others don't see coming. If Moon is in the 4th or 6th house, the action is emotionally reactive. These natives often wait until feelings build to a point of no return. In Mula, Moon adds vulnerability. They may retreat until emotionally clear, then act with surprising force. If Moon is in the 10th, this emotional reactivity shows in their career. They may abruptly leave roles or relationships that feel out of alignment, often after long silence. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, the action becomes more proactive, but with a focused edge. These individuals are decisive when they know what they're fighting for. In Mula, Mars gives surgical precision. They take swift, sharp action to correct, cut, or reclaim power. If Mars is in the 10th, they may rise as bold leaders, protectors, or reformers who move into action when others hesitate. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, action is proactive through strategy, but with emotional distance. These individuals move with clarity once they've mentally untangled the emotional noise. In Mula, Mercury refines the storm. They speak or act when it matters, not when it's expected. If Mercury is in the 10th, they may have a reputation for quiet influence, leading through timing and depth, not volume. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, action is slow, reactive, and karmically conscious. These natives rarely move fast. They calculate, absorb consequences, and act only when ready. In Mula, Saturn gives them discipline. They may appear passive, but their actions are weighted and transformative. If Saturn is in the 10th, they're public figures of restraint, respected for what they don't say as much as what they do. Mula's action style is like a root snapping underground, silent, unseen, but irreversible. These natives don't act often, but when they do, it marks a turning point. Their power lies in responding from a place of inner truth, not outer pressure. Their evolution comes from learning when stillness is wisdom and when clarity demands initiation. When integrated, Mula becomes the karmic catalyst, unafraid to end what's false and bold enough to begin again, all from the soul's command. Mula Nakshatra, operational style, options versus procedures. Some individuals prefer an options-based style, favoring freedom, experimentation, and flexibility. Others lean toward procedures, working best with clear systems, structure, and defined methods. Mula Nakshatra, ruled by Kidu, Detachment, Deconstruction, Insight, and associated with Nirriti, goddess of destruction and inner truth, naturally leans toward an options style, especially in the early phases of life. These natives are instinctive, unpredictable, and often uncomfortable with rigid systems that feel limiting or artificial. Mula thrives on exploration and unraveling, pulling things apart to understand what lies beneath. However, once they've found their personal truth or healing purpose, they may begin to create or honor procedures as a way of protecting what they've uncovered. Planetary placements in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses reveal how this balance between freedom and structure unfolds. If K2 is in the 1st or 3rd house, the native strongly prefers options. These individuals resist outer control and prefer to operate on instinct, insight, and inner flow. In Mula, K2 gives them a dismantling nature. They may abandon paths quickly when they feel inauthentic. If K2 is in the 10th, their public identity may appear unconventional. They may change careers, reject authority, or carve out roles that honor independence over structure. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 6th house, the native begins to embrace intelligent procedures. These individuals like to organize their chaos, not for control, but for clarity. In Moolah, Mercury brings mental agility. They may use systems as tools to navigate breakdown or transformation. If Mercury is in the 10th, they may work in structured environments, but still apply their own flexible strategic methods within them. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, the operational style becomes structured through focused action. These individuals need purpose and direction, even if the methods aren't conventional. In Moolah, Mars gives urgency to organize. They create their own disciplined rhythm to push through chaos. If Mars is in the 10th, they may rise through roles that demand both independence and results. Militant healers, strategists, or intense reformers. If Moon is in the 4th or 6th house, the preference shifts toward emotional procedures, routines that feel safe, soothing, or intuitively guided. These individuals need emotional grounding before structure can take hold. In Moolah, the Moon stabilizes the storm. They build rituals or daily rhythms to hold emotional depth. If Moon is in the 10th, this grounding becomes visible. They are seen as composed professionals, even if they work from deep emotional undercurrents. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the operational style becomes solidly procedural, but often forged through hardship. These individuals learn to embrace systems over time, especially when chaos or loss has made structure feel necessary. In Moolah, Saturn helps turn breakdown into discipline. They may initially resist rules, but eventually create systems that protect what they've rebuilt. If Saturn is in the 10th, they become powerful builders after the fall, respected for their slow, steady, and rooted approach to leadership. Moolah's operational genius lies in its ability to break what doesn't work and build what does. These natives work best when they can question everything, then choose or design procedures that reflect their hard-won clarity. Their growth lies in learning that freedom isn't the absence of structure. It's the ability to choose structure consciously. When balanced, Moolah becomes the radical reformer, unafraid to deconstruct, yet wise enough to rebuild with precision and soul. Moolah Nakshatra, views, general or specific. Some individuals operate with a general view, favoring broad themes, symbolic meaning, or universal truths. Others lean toward a specific view, focusing on detail, exactness, and dissecting reality into its parts. Moolah Nakshatra, ruled by Ketu, detachment, root wisdom, and associated with Nirriti, goddess of dissolution and radical truth, leans strongly toward a general view, especially one that is spiritual, karmic, or existential in nature. Moolah natives aren't content with surface facts. They instinctively seek the underlying why, the spiritual root beneath appearances. However, their process of deconstruction often demands a period of specific focus, especially when dismantling belief systems, identities, or illusions. Planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 5th, and 10th houses help reveal how their perception unfolds. If Ketu is in the 1st or 5th house, the view is broad and karmic, often nonlinear. These individuals operate through abstraction, sensing truth through emotional or spiritual instinct rather than rational steps. In Moolah, Ketu amplifies symbolic perception. They see life through the lens of soul contracts, generational patterns, and past life echoes. If Ketu is in the 10th, they may rise to power through intuitive mastery, viewed as enigmatic, visionary, or profoundly beyond in their perspective. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 6th house, the view becomes more specific and analytical. These individuals still seek deeper meaning, but prefer to break it down and analyze before accepting anything as truth. In Moolah, Mercury helps anchor insight. They process one layer at a time, often becoming researchers, editors, or communicators of difficult truths. If Mercury is in the 10th, they bring clarity to complexity in their work, dissecting chaos with thoughtful precision. If Moon is in the 4th or 5th house, the view is emotionally symbolic, shifting between general themes and specific memories. These natives understand life through emotional resonance, absorbing the story or karmic tone behind events. In Moolah, Moon adds depth. They connect patterns emotionally, even if they can't explain them logically. If Moon is in the 10th, they become emotionally perceptive leaders, understanding both the soul and the setting. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the general view becomes philosophical, ethical, and expansive. These individuals naturally link personal experience to larger truths, values, or spiritual laws. In Moolah, Jupiter offers context, They find meaning in collapse, purpose in pain, and wisdom in endings. If Jupiter is in the 10th, they may teach, preach, or lead from a space of moral or metaphysical vision. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, the perception is often specific through action and correction. These individuals understand through confrontation. They see what's broken and want to fix it. In Mula, Mars dissects with purpose. They use focus as a tool to clear what no longer serves. If Mars is in the 10th, they may become visible as sharp reformers, task-focused, fearless, and unafraid to say what others avoid. Mula's natural view is rooted in essence, not appearances. These natives live to understand life at its core, not by cataloging surface details, but by sensing what's real beneath it all. Their growth lies in learning when specificity is needed to support healing, communication, or transformation, and when to rest in the broader rhythm of life cycles. When balanced, Mula becomes the truth teller who can both cut to the core and speak from the soul, seeing the world not in fragments, but in sacred patterns that lead back to origin. Mula Nakshatra, work preferences, together, proximity, or solo. Some individuals thrive working together in active collaboration and shared goals. Others prefer proximity, operating independently while staying close to others for occasional input or energy exchange. Some work best solo, valuing full autonomy, emotional privacy, and uninterrupted focus. Mula Nakshatra, ruled by Ketu, detachment, introspection, and associated with Niriti, goddess of dissolution and depth, has a strong preference for solo work. These natives operate best in quiet, undisturbed environments where they can explore, deconstruct, and rebuild without interference. They often need time and space to work through intense emotions, karmic unraveling, or transformational ideas. While they may appreciate proximity in safe, aligned spaces, too much emotional or social entanglement can feel overwhelming or distracting. Planetary placements in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses reveal how their ideal work environment manifests. If Ketu is in the 1st or 5th house, the work style is deeply solo, with a preference for self-guided exploration. These individuals often follow their own rhythm, working best when free from external influence or expectation. In Mula, Ketu amplifies the need to detach. They may withdraw from conventional team structures to pursue more introspective or soul-driven tasks. If Ketu is in the 10th, they may succeed in unconventional careers or solitary leadership roles, seen as insightful, mysterious, or unconventional in their professional approach. If Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, there may be a preference for proximity, especially in emotionally safe or familiar environments. These individuals are sensitive to energy and may benefit from having trusted people nearby, even if they still work independently. In Mula, the moon adds depth to emotional processing. They need solitude, but also the reassurance of occasional connection. If Moon is in the 10th, they may appear emotionally present in leadership, yet rely on private space to sustain their strength. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 6th house, the work style blends solo effort with strategic proximity. These individuals enjoy idea exchange, but need control over execution. In Mula, Mercury brings a sharp intellect and an analytical lens. They may collaborate briefly, but prefer to process and produce alone. If Mercury is in the 10th, they are likely seen as communicators or strategists, working in high-focus roles that allow for intellectual freedom. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, the preference is often solo, with clear boundaries. These individuals are fiercely independent, driven, and prefer to push through tasks on their own terms. In Mula, Mars adds intensity. They may resist micromanagement and prefer to lead or act without consultation. If Mars is in the 10th, they rise through self-discipline, assertiveness, and the ability to handle pressure alone. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the work style leans towards solo within structure. These individuals value order, purpose, and time-tested methods, even if they prefer to work alone. In Mula, Saturn tempers chaos. They create personal systems or routines to hold the emotional intensity of their work. If Saturn is in the 10th, they're seen as disciplined and self-reliant, working quietly but steadily toward mastery. Mula's ideal work environment is private, purposeful, and inwardly driven. These natives need room to go deep, whether into research, healing, spiritual work, or deconstructive analysis. their growth lies in finding space that honors their inner process while still allowing for aligned collaboration when trust and clarity are present. When respected, Mula becomes the wise excavator, doing powerful work in solitude, returning only to share what they've unearthed from the depths.